USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is starting his annual physical. The president went to Walter Reed National Medical Center in Maryland for portions of his annual checkup. White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham says that the president took advantage of some free time in an otherwise busy schedule to start his routine annual physical exam. Several firearms that were found in the home of the Santa Clarita shooting suspect are being examined. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva says surveillance video of the shooting at Saugus High School appeared to show it was a premeditated attack.
The way he was firing his weapon, he was counting his rounds. It appeared he knew exactly what he had. And bringing that weapon on campus to begin with, it wasn't a spur-of-the-moment act.
Voters in Louisiana are casting ballots in a runoff election for governor. Republican challenger Eddie Rasponi is facing off against incumbent Democrat John Bell Edwards. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allenrood, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Marie Yovanovitch testified on Friday. She's a witness in the impeachment inquiry, and Democrats have accused the president of improperly ousting Yovanovitch from her post in Kiev. White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham defends the president on Fox News.
Obama fired every Bush-appointed ambassador the day he was elected office. Every president has the right to have people representing them in foreign countries that he trusts.
Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross joins Fox Business to discuss the U.S.-China trade talks and China's proposed purchasing of U.S. farm goods.
Well, we can certainly afford to buy $40 to $50 billion. In fact, they really need that phased in over the couple-of-year time period. Question is, are they willing to commit to it? And if they are willing to commit, are there any escape hatches to the commitment?
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback Nick Foles is being praised by many for his inspiring response to a question from a reporter about his faith after he was injured in week one in a loss to the Kansas City Chiefs.
No, that's where, you know, right when I felt this thing break and I was going into the locker room, I just realized, you know, as far as God, this wasn't exactly what I was thinking when I came to Jacksonville. Obviously, you come here and you want to create a culture and impact people. But at the end of the day, as I got, if this is the journey you want me to go on, I'm going to glorify you in every action, good or bad. And, you know, I still could have joy in an injury. And that's people hear that and say, that's crazy. But it's like when you believe in Jesus and you go out there and you play, and that changes your heart. And you only understand it when, you know, that purpose in your life, just like when I hoisted the Lombardi trophy. The reason I'm smiling is my faith was in Christ in that moment. I realized I didn't need that trophy to define who I was because it was already in Christ. And that's my message when I play. Same thing happens when I get injured. We tend to make this so much about us as human beings. We tend to make it about us as athletes. It's not about us. It really isn't. If you make it about yourself, you're probably going to go home at night, lay your head on your pillow, and be very alone and very sad. And then hopefully someday you can find that purpose in your life, because my purpose isn't football. It's impacting people. And my ministry happens to be the locker room.
Foles is set to be on the field Sunday when the Jacksonville Jaguars play the Indianapolis Colts. For more news, you can always find us online at usaradio.com or also check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.